This is Morning Edition on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org. The folk bluegrass quartet Dead South has been described as the evil twin of Mumford & Sons for their twisted lyrics that often depict violence and gruesome deaths. The Regina, Saskatchewan outfit makes a stop at the Castle Theater in Bloomington tomorrow night. In this Sound Ideas preview, band leader Nate Hiltz via Skype says, not all the songs are about violence, but the tragedies they like to write about are often accompanied by violence.
We're all pretty much big fans of, old Western novels or spaghetti Western films.
Okay.
Tarantino movies, stuff like that.
Coen Brothers, I would imagine, too.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's definitely some sort of influence or motivation for the lyrics. And other times it's literally just sitting down, and for some reason these stories come out quite easy.
Well, let's start with the Tamer song, Boots, the song that leads off the album. This is more of a love gone wrong and maybe hopefully you get the girl back.
That's definitely what that one's about, yeah.
Is this more based in your reality than just a story you're making up?
Yeah, that one actually is based in reality. Yeah, I chased a girl for 7 years.
7 long years I wait for you. You play your games, I play mine too. While I wait for you, golden calls and lots of hurt. Girls are crying and lying in the dirt. Trying to make this work, I'm being jerked. Pull my heart spark.
Okay, so you said you chased a girl for 7 years and you got her?
Got her. And then it was the worst relationship ever.
Why did you want her so bad?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was the...
Is it the chase?
Maybe it was... Yeah, maybe. I don't actually know. There's a lot of good qualities that were there. And then when it all came down to it, it pretty much just sucked.
All the old folks gathering around me. Born to laugh, oh, I'll watch me bleed. Something to believe. This not a dream.
Let's go to another song. Let's go to a much darker song on this album called Miss Mary. And I want to play a little snippet of this as well.
Lady killed a man day some round the way. Didn't know what to do or to say. She ran all as fast as she can.
Now this is a dark song. Where are you coming at with this song?
Where am I coming at? Colton had come up with his chord progression. And we just kind of kept building on it, and I couldn't think of any lyrics. I was like, man, this song is weird.
You mean the musical progression was weird, and then you had to come up with some odd lyrics to match that?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
I was like, man, this song is weird. I got to come up with something that's going to be just as weird or weirder for the lyrics. So then somehow, I ended up coming up with a story about a lady who took too many prescription pills and ended up losing her mind. Basically, what it did is it made her paranoid and hallucinate and assume that her husband was cheating on her, and he wasn't at all. But she ended up killing him. And then later comes, kind of snaps out of it and realizes what happened. And yeah, weird. Weird story.
1, 2, 3, 4 Was this for real? 5, 6, 7, 8 Woke up on the floor at the jail. Was just an illusion, toxic thrill.
You're listening to GLT Sound Ideas. The song is from the most recent album from the Dead South. Nate Hiltz, one of the members of the band, is our guest. They're in town at the Castle Theater here next weekend. I asked you a little bit about your lyrics. I'm going to play some more of these interesting lyrics in a bit. But, the band members, you're rooted in classic rock and punk and metal and classical music. Did you guys, with all these backgrounds, when you guys got together, was it sort of like, we want to do a rootsier thing than what I'm doing? Or
in general, the way it started is I had met Colton for the first time. He's our banjo player. And I was listening to Trampled by Turtles. And he walked into my apartment with my roommates, and he was like, oh, I love these guys. I just got a banjo. I've always wanted to play banjo. And I said, I've always wanted to be in a band. So then the idea was to play roots music, kind of more on the bluegrass side of things. But we were all just kind of learning our instruments. Scott had never played a mandolin in his life. Danny was used to playing classically. The idea was to go bluegrass, but then what came out was what we do because we weren't good enough to play bluegrass.
Okay. How much of those former sounds, whether it's punk or classic rock or metal, is there a way for those sounds to find themselves into your music now?
Oh, definitely. A lot of Colton's banjo riffs are very heavily metal related. If you listen closely to them, they're quite bizarre and very interesting. Smooching in the Ditch, very fast, kind of bluegrassy sound.
Mm-hmm.
He was super pumped about that one because of the speed that it's played at. I mean, it's slower on the album than we play it live. We play it very fast live. I would say Gunsinger's Glory. The writing in that one is definitely pretty cool.
He's bringing what, a metal influence into that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the way he writes with the banjo on that one is definitely some metal influence for sure.
Let's stick with Gunslinger's Glory. Man, this is a cold song. I want to play the lyrics to the end of the song, actually.
Yeah, those are my lyrics. Again, just a story kind of came up with something about the gunslinger. You know, you want to be the best, but then when you become the best, you realize that everyone just wants to kill you now. Something about that I found very appealing when I was writing that song.
Nate Hills is our guest. He's from the Dead South. Going to be at the Castle Theater next weekend. This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. You've been to Europe recently. You guys have toured Europe. And all the blues people and other roots people I've talked to over the years say Europeans have such a reverence for, boy, almost all American, at least rootsy art forms. What was your experience playing live in Europe compared to North America when you're playing Canada, playing the U.S.?
Oh man, when we first went, we thought that like people would always come over to the shows and they were great shows, but everyone was so silent. So we assumed immediately that they didn't like us because we were used to basically drunk, loud people all the time. So when you weren't getting the drunk, loud response, we didn't know how to take it. But they're just so polite and they listen so attentively. And then they buy all of your merchandise. It's great.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. And if they like you, they'll buy it all.
Once you got used to that, is it preferable to what you do in North America when you're playing, not in front of an arena maybe, but playing in a venue where there's TVs and drinking and stuff like that?
I think it depends the day and kind of where your mindset's at. We always feed off of, like, as long as the crowd is involved, it doesn't matter where we're playing, really. We feed off the energy of the people in the room. So if everyone's sitting there drinking beers and just staring at the TVs and talking and we finish a song and no one even knows we're there, that's kind of, you know, garbage. But sometimes when people are too attentive, it feels uncomfortable too because you know that they're just staring at you.
You'll turn away with your spin around, kiss and go, take her out to the shack, we'll talk all the morning. Woke up dirty in the grass, hair's pound, smells like ass.
When you formed the band, and if you could look forward 6 years, do you have any idea that this is how it would turn out?
Well, yeah, it was definitely kind of a joke because, well, I had never done this before. Colton was just learning how to play the banjo. I was pretty garbage at the guitar. You know, you're putting instruments in people's hands that they've never really played before. So we thought we would have fun with it, and then we started realizing how much we love it. You know, open mics turned into, oh, I can't wait to play that stage. One day we'll play that stage. And then we started playing those stages, and it was like, oh, I can't wait to play out of the city. Then you play out of your hometown, and then it just kept going and going and going.
Well, congratulations. Obviously, you're doing well. People are loving your albums and your music, and Nate, it's great to talk to you. Looking forward to seeing you at the Castle Theater.
Oh, looking forward to seeing you, too, and great talking to you as well.
I wish I felt the love this morning.